automatically adjust microphone volume. I don't need to do that. Okay.
You're your own subwoofer, or not subwoofer. What is it? Pop filter.
Subwoofer.
I
The
meant pop
subwoofer.
filter. Subwoofer? Oh, my Lanta. I don't know why that's so funny. That's dumb.
Subwoofer?
Subwoofer?
Just watching
Oh,
something. We
my
were.
God. So dumb.
It might have been
You
a
were watching
Smosh
something?
video. Yeah, they were talking
Oh.
about subwoofers and woofers, and one person didn't know what the hell they were talking about, and they're like, it's like a subwoofer, and they're like, a what? And they kept saying subwoofer, and it was just very funny.
That's like when I said that one time, and Joy was like, a what?
Yeah, the first time I heard that, I was like, oh, excuse me?
And because
What did you call me?
because I'm unsure of myself, I was like, it's a subwoofer. Like, I got embarrassed, even though I know what it is.
Even though I
Oh my
definitely didn't
God.
know what it was.
Oh my God.
It is a woofer sub.
It woofs the
A
sub.
subwoofer? Woof woof.
I just love it pronounced that way too. It makes it funnier.
My Lanta.
Ooh, let me do my rankings. Woo.
I always wondered what Atlanta is and why are we oh-my-ing it?
Girl, I do not know.
I mean, it can be odd and it can be oh my.
That's so stupid. I love it.
Oh, I just noticed that if you have opened the participants link on the side, whenever someone is talking, the microphone is going up and down.
Oh,
It's cute.
Oh,
Cute,
really?
cute
Let
little.
me
Yeah.
see. Oh, yeah, it does. Oh, that's so cute.
You're so cute. Oh,
Wait, I don't ever see this when I'm on work Zoom calls, and I use Zoom for everything.
really?
Yeah. Oh, that's
Oh.
so interesting. That's cute.
Well, I'm sure this is much more fun, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, they're more fun.
Or
Although
fun at all.
today's was fun, so.
Oh, okay.
Hey, friends. Welcome back. It's our second, our penultimate episode of the season. And today we're talking about There Will Be Blood. I'm your host, Anna.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Joy.
Let's get right into it. There Will Be Blood is a story of family, religion, hatred, oil, and madness, focusing on a turn-of-the-century prospector in the early days of the business. It was nominated for 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. It was also directing for Paul Thomas Anderson, adapted screenplay for Paul Thomas Anderson, film editing, Dylan Teichner, art design, Jack Fisk, art director, and Jim Erickson, set decoration, sound editing, Matthew Wood and Christopher, I'm going to mess up your name, Christopher, and I'm so sorry, Scarabasio. It won lead actor for Daniel Day-Lewis and cinematography for Robert Elswit. This is There Will Be Blood. All right, my loves, what did we think of this?
Men.
Okay.
It
Was pretty good. I have seen this before, and I definitely did not appreciate the artistic nature that went into this film the first time around. This is another one, something like Atonement, where I knew it was good, but I wasn't sure how or why. So it's really interesting to rewatch this and be like, wow, my film brain is like, firing off on all cylinders, like
Yeah.
really good stuff here. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Joy, is this your first time watching?
First time watching, I I've always had this thing that like I confuse this one with No Country for Old Men, and it doesn't help.
Sure.
It doesn't help that they both came out the same year and they're both kind of set in like similar environmental locations,
They're
like
even shot in
like
the same city. Yeah,
right,
at the
which is
same time.
hilarious.
Yeah.
So like me being confused is not my fault, it's the movie's fault. So I'm glad I finally figured out which one was which.
Same.
By watching this, I'm trying to, as I go through and watch, obviously through the podcast, but also like more Paul Thomas Anderson stuff, I'm trying to like piece together who he is and like as not just as a director, but just as like a creative person. And I'm still figuring him out. Like
Yeah.
he's very interesting. Like I'm very interested, concerned, intrigued by what's in his brain. I really watching this made me want to go back and rewatch Phantom Thread, because maybe now all these like 6, 7 years later, I will see it from a different perspective,
Yeah.
and maybe it'll click a little bit better because it was trying to click the first time I saw it, but I don't know that it fully got there. So I think if I see it again, and I'll get it. And maybe that's what I need on this one on the second go around. He's very interesting, but I don't know that I mean, this is pretty heavy-handed, like metaphorically and all that, but
Yeah.
I don't know that I don't know what this is telling me about him. It's telling me some things, but I don't know what they are. I don't know. It's just very intriguing. Very intriguing.
I agree. I think Phantom Thread may, I think it was my first Paul Thomas Anderson.
Mine
And I
too. Oh,
remember
okay.
falling asleep in the theater watching it. Mine was Boogie Nights. And
Never seen
so
that.
I haven't either. So I remember not really realizing who he was and what Paul Thomas Anderson, like that he's a household name or whatever. And then Licorice Pizza came and I was like, fuck this dude. I hated this movie. I thought it was
Forgot that was it.
subpar. And it, tonally, it feels so different from what I've seen now, which is Phantom Thread, Masters, or The Master,
Master,
and
yeah.
this. The Master, I really enjoyed. I thought it was such a good, I think where he succeeds the most for me is that he writes a great character story. Like Phantom Thread, there was some great character development and character growth and movement. Same in The Master. I thought, the evolution of those characters was really fun to watch. And then same here. I was hooked from the get-go. It was a rainy, stormy day. It was so dark outside at like 2 p.m. that I was like, I'm gonna go ahead and watch this movie now because I'll have to wait for it to be dark. And I was hooked. I could not tear my eyes away from it. And I was like, this is visually beautifully beautiful, but I also just really enjoyed this character story of these two men. I was so into it. I was so into it.
I think.
Yeah. Even from like the font, I love the decision. The choosing of the font, like it's very stylized, but at the same time, it doesn't feel, at least to me, it doesn't feel like too much. Yeah, very well packaged movie. But I would agree. Yeah, it's interesting to figure out like what kind of director he is. But I think Anna have may have found the through line. Characters is where
Yeah.
he tends to lean towards. Because
Yeah,
Boogie
because
Nights is similar to that too. There's character threads that are pretty strong through that as well.
like even stylistically, this compared to Phantom Thread, compared to Licorice Pizza, I feel like stylistically, cinematography, the approach is very different because I think the intention is very different. But yeah, I can see that his characters are the one thing that pulls him together. But it's interesting. I think intriguing to me to see a director with like range to be able to
Yeah.
do like it's different genres, if you will. It's very interesting. I would just, I don't know. I feel like I need to read some articles of people talking to him because I need to know what he has to, I need to hear him talk, basically.
I It was funny. I was talking to my sister about this movie and how I'd just seen it for the first time. And my brother-in-law was like, it was so great. And we talked about it and we had a great time talking about it. And then my sister was like, I've tried like 3 times and I fall asleep in the first 20 minutes every single time, which is fair. It's like a 15, 20 minute opening scene of like not a lot of dialogue. I mean, there is no dialogue really. But I thought visually the cinematography was so beautiful and I loved the sound design and the music happening in that
Girl, the
first 20
music.
minutes. I was
Ooh.
just like, it could be this for more than half the movie. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm in. Tell me more. Give me more. But the sound, it's been like a month since I've seen this movie. So some of my notes, I'm like, what did I mean? I said, the sound is giving the lost smoke monster. And I know Crystal will get that.
That's so funny. It's the strings. It's the strings.
But I also think it might have been like the sound of the drill.
The
Something,
rig, the drill and the rig. Yeah.
something about it. I was like, this is very lost smoke monster vibes. But I was into it because I love the lost smoke monster.
I the first 20 minutes I was like, questionable. But I held on. But I totally see what she gets because at first I was like, I'm not sure about this.
Yeah.
But then, things start happening. I know, it needs that to kind of like set up where he was to help you see like where he ends up. But the first bit I was like, okay, the music is going, the cinematography is doing something. But I wasn't 100% sold yet until like I think until Paul Dano shows up. Which is funny because I've said before, like Paul Dano to me, he's always read as like creepy. And I think it wasn't until The Fablemans that I was like, oh, okay, Range.
Oh,
Okay, cool.
really? Since the Fablemans, that's when you're like, I'm a fan.
Yeah, because anything that I had seen him in, or like I was just like, I'm not feeling the vibe with this guy. Like it's like he just
What else did you see that he was creepy in?
I mean, even in Little Miss Sunshine, I was like, that's a little weird.
No, I love that movie. That's the first place I saw him, and I was like, this guy's great.
I know, but I was just like the vibes are weird. Like I get it, but also like I don't know. It just it, ever there was what was something else that he was in that he was really creepy in? I can't remember. But I feel like he leans into that
Prisoners is
well.
probably what you're thinking of.
I've
Oh
never seen it.
yeah, it's so good. Really?
But this
Ooh.
obviously lends really well to him being like a crazy maniacal person, even and like of course it's like a super religious person too. So I'm like, wow, that's
Oh
really
yeah.
he leans into it and does really well with it. But I get it, like I think that's one of his it plays to his strengths, his acting strengths.
I think what's really interesting about that in general is that like he was hired as Paul and someone else was hired as Eli. But he was fired. The guy who was hired to play Eli got fired because he had some like disagreements creative with PTA. And so he asked Paul Dano like, "Hey, can you play both?" And he had like less than a week to prepare, which is nuts because that role of Eli is so much bigger. So I
It's
was like,
completely
"Wow, that's
different.
pretty crazy." And I kind of like that they kept him a twins because you're, at least for me, I was like, is that the same guy? Was it actually a twin? I'm trying to play
That's what I
him?
thought.
It was confusing me a lot. And I kind of like that aspect of it.
I could talk about Paul Dano for forever. I've always loved Paul Dano. I think he's a very good actor, and I think he plays those weird parts so well, and someone needs to fill that hole, you know? But yeah, been a fan of him forever. I fucking loved his performance here. I thought he was so good. And then to find out that Daniel Day-Lewis prepared for this for 3 years and Paul Dano got 5 days and he stood toe to toe with him and I think met him where he was at the entire time. I was blown away by Paul Dano in this movie. And the fact that he is not nominated for this, like, makes me so retroactively angry for him. I want to like go to war for him. I'm so mad.
It kind of reminds me. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
And I'm just obsessed with him. And I think I forgot where I was going. I forgot.
It's kind of interesting how when you said that Daniel J. Lewis prepared for 5 years or whatever, that tracks for him, and Paul Dano had like less than a week. It's giving like a Brian Cox and or what the hell is his name? Kieran
Kieran
Culkin
Colvin,
and Jeremy
Brian
Strong.
Cox. Oh,
And
Jeremy Strong, yeah.
Brian Cox is telling Jeremy Strong, try acting, babe. Just try acting. How about that? And Kieran Culkin's
Yeah.
like, I got it. That's what
Oh
that
my
feels like to me,
God.
how like they can give
100%.
such equal 100% powerful performances, and their prep time is like, well, in Paul's case, he didn't really have a lot, but their prep time is like completely different, completely like very,
Yeah.
yeah. I think if people knew behind the scenes of that, they'd be more like, oh my God, that's crazy. Because yeah, it's good. But then when you know behind the scenes, you're like, oh my God, like, wow, how do you pull that off? Because he's still really young at this point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was 2008.
How old is he? I have no idea. I think he's
He's 2 years older
our
than you,
age.
Crystal.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was a little bit
Oh.
younger.
Dang. All right. Go off then.
I, for a long time watching the movie, I kept thinking there's something up with Eli. There's something like, I was like, there's something up with him. I thought Paul and Eli were going to end up being the same person,
Yeah.
that there wasn't actually a Paul.
A twin.
It was Eli who went out to him and pretended to be a twin to get him to come out there.
I
Which
love that.
I'm a little glad it wasn't, like, I didn't figure out the thing.
The twist.
Yeah, that
But
at the
imagine
very end.
that wasn't initially what it was supposed to be. Like I said earlier with the actors, like it was, I guess, a happy mistake that it turned out to be the same person, because like it does have a layer of mystery that you're not really sure what it is until you're like, okay, it's actually not. Like, that's smart. Yeah, I would agree that all of what you said. Also, I love how fast it moves. The pacing is really great. There's things always happening. It's whether it's with the oil or like the story itself, or it never lingers too long, but at the same time, it doesn't feel like it's being rushed. It's a very well-paced movie, and I appreciate that.
I have the shots around the fire. I think it's when he's with his quote unquote brother and they're
Oh,
like
yeah.
camping. I thought those shots were beautiful. I wish I would have written a little bit more so I knew what I was talking about.
I think like for the cinematography, the
Oh.
way they shot the fire, and
Or I
to
could
be
be
able
talking
to
about the
get
big
it,
explosion. Yeah.
yeah, that too.
Probably.
The way they shot the fire, it's like, it's so technically, I feel like that's very technically difficult to do because there's parts of it that's so bright and parts of it that's so dark, and it was like perfectly exposed the entire time. And I was like, wow, that's a good lighting. That's a good lighting. To be able to light
Right.
fire, good lighting. Good lighting.
Yeah, and apparently the smoke from the big explosion was so big and it delayed No Country for Old Men a few days because it took
Really?
days
I was
for
gonna
the
bring it
smoke
up
to
in the next
clear,
episode, but yeah.
that they had to pause their filming for a couple of days to wait for the smoke to disappear.
Oh, shut up. Oh, I had
Yeah.
no idea. Oh, interesting. You know, I think the movie did a pretty good job of like mixing in it, the cinematography being stylistic and still naturalistic at the same time. Because there's a lot of these, like, especially inside the church, a lot of these out overblown, like very heavily exposed shots where especially the like cross cutout in the wall is like very, very bright, in the lighting, which, you know, religion and stuff. But if it's for Eli, it still looks really, really good. And I like their use of like they use that like lighter, brighter wood for the walls, so everything like bounced off of it really well. That whole
Love that.
confessional
Love
scene,
that you noticed that.
but but the inside of the church and the way that was shot, I think that was really nice.
Yeah, I have a note here. This is the tracking shot of the town, but I don't remember exactly what that was. Maybe it was in the beginning, but I remember liking it.
Yeah, probably. I can't think, or maybe when he was, there wasn't anything when he was going into the restaurant, right?
I don't remember. I
Okay.
watched this too long ago in the month, and so many things have happened. And I try to take as many detailed notes as I can so that way when I do forget, I will come back and be like,
Course.
oh, it was this, but I didn't. It pains me though that this, when I see that all the sand, the sand, all this land that he's like buying and selling for the oil, that makes me sad that like this should have been the natives who are making all this money. That's what I kept
Oh,
thinking about the
girl.
whole time. That would be
Well, I
fair,
think
and that's not right.
that's not the American way, Crystal.
I know, and this is about the American dream. He's literally dragging himself when he finds oil in the very beginning on his
Yeah,
back on the
his
ground
broken
to get
foot.
it to get because you never quit.
It's such a like, it's such a quintessential like, greed is good, manifest destiny, American
Yeah.
bullshit dream, more, more, more. But it's done well. But I'm just like, it's so that, and it's so like, maybe not, I don't know if jarring is the right word, but it's like so much of that. Like, I think I'm too, like, at this point, I'm too like jaded to enjoy it that much, because I'm just like, what?
That's fair. I get that.
It's like, sir, nothing about you is genuine. You're like, you took this child just to make yourself look like a family man so you can sell more. All you're doing
Yeah.
is just marketing yourself, which, I mean, it worked, obviously, because you're playing on people's empathy, but you're doing it all for what? For money, so that you can be alone and sad and drunk in your dying days? Like, wow.
Because money is how you get
America.
what you, yeah, in America, that's how you get what you need is money.
Yeah,
Any means
unfortunately.
necessary.
Yeah. His relationship with his son from the very beginning, I was like, this is a little messed up. A little more than
Yeah.
a little messed up, but it's weird. I kept thinking at the end of it, I was like, because it shows that like flashback to him as a kid. I was like, so did he love him at some point? Does he love him? And he's just in like his alcoholic stupor that like he can't he now he's just like saying all these like vicious things just out of anger, out of
Well, he's
emotion, out of
scared.
hurt.
He's scared because, like, now he's gonna have to fast forward to the end. Because that was his only like real companion because his brother, quote unquote, was actually fake, and even he's not his real son. He was his only real companion of any kind. So when his last companion is leaving him, he's and maybe he did mean all things. Maybe he didn't, but he's scared and he's gonna truly feel what it is to be alone, and he has no one to blame but himself.
I think he did love him.
To some extent,
I
maybe he thought he loved him, you know?
in his way of loving or
Yeah.
something.
I think he loved him, and I think it was genuine, but also with conditions, which was that he was going to be the person he could leave everything to and create this line of succession. And then all those dreams were shattered when he lost his hearing and he had to go to school and now he was disabled and he was could no longer be the
Right.
man he wanted him or needed him to be. So that love changed. It wasn't it it what he didn't have the condition of being who he wanted him to be. So I think at the end there, like Crystal said, he is scared. You know, things are changing and he doesn't like it and he doesn't have the power that he wished he had. Because ultimately, he did the awful thing of lying to his kid and sending him away and kind of ignoring him. And so he formed this close, like, fatherly bond with his interpreter. And
Uh-huh.
to see the son that, you know, you placed all those hopes and dreams on come back to you and you don't have that relationship. Like, there was just something like
I don't know.
lost there.
I think so, but he had all those years to at least learn a little bit of sign language, and he was not even attempting to learn to
Oh, of
communicate with
course
him
not.
anyway. So it's like, I guess he loved him, but like, I don't know. That just feels like I'm done using you, so you can go kind of situation, which is awful.
Yeah. It feels more like, I mean, if it's that conditional, I don't know that it's 100% real, especially like, I don't know. I think sometimes, especially with older generations, they're really stuck on the like my it sounds stupid, like my heir or my successor, or my blah blah blah. And so I think he was really bent out of shape about that, obviously. But I think it's too conditional that like if he maybe he loved him in his own way, but if you truly loved him, he would have been like, oh, like look at you, you're being just as ambitious as I was when I was your age and trying to make your own business and blah blah blah. So I don't know. Obviously, this man is not emotionally healthy enough to know what real love
No, surprise,
is.
surprise. I think by our definition and knowledge of love and parental love, whatever it may be, of course it's not real, but to him it was, and that's what I mean. Like to him,
Yeah.
he thought he loved his son.
Right. This is his version of love.
Right.
With all these like parentheses things.
I will say that we had that quiet, slow opening, right?
Oh,
And then we get to see and hear Daniel Day-Lewis talk for the first time. And I was like, yes, yes, please keep talking. I
Oh
loved
my
his
God.
voice in this. I've never found that man attractive, but the mustache was working for me in
Oh
this
my
film.
God. Oh my
Oh my God. There were moments.
God. Of course there were
His
moments
voice
for
was
you.
sexy as hell.
I
I'll let you have that,
love a
girl. I'll let
mustache.
you have that.
You do love a mustache. He
I
did have a
do.
stash. That was a stash. That was like in iconic film stashes. That's one of them. Well, definitely one of the modern ones. Like that's a stash. Yes, it is.
I was here for it. You know
I
what I
think his.
love? Oh, sorry, Joy, go ahead.
It's okay. I think his voice is very interesting. It sounds like very much like it could be like a radio voice, like a good voice for radio. But I wouldn't go as far as you. But I understand. I hear you. I hear you.
Lame. I love the sounds of the old machinery. Like you talked about a little bit earlier, Anna, about the sound design. Like I loved how you could just hear the sounds of like each like screw in the machine working at like I just love that. Like now I sometimes understand people who like ASMR stuff. I'm like, yeah, like I just think that's cool. Like same with the Atonement and the typewriter. Like I just love the sound of
Oh
that.
yeah. The
Love it. I love it.
it did have some good sounds. Where's that part? There was a part of the score somewhere in the middle. I don't know what it was, but there was all this clicking in the score. I don't know if it was the score or the sound design. I can't remember what part it was because of course I didn't write it down. I think it was with Kieran Hines or something like that right after that. And there's all this clicking. I don't know. I can't remember what part, but it sounded great. There's another part. Ooh, where'd it go? Where'd it go? Where'd it go? Oh, when they're like doing that, the montage of them searching for the land and going out and like, marking it with the instruments and stuff. Again, I don't know what instruments were in that score, but the score was really good in that part. I don't know. There weren't strings. It was something a little, I don't know, a little different, but I can't tell you what it is. But it was very anxiety inducing. And I
It
was
was
like, oh,
Dolly
okay.
Parton's nails.
Yes, that's what it was. Daniel Day-Lewis, when he gets that little crazy look in his eye, and it looks like his eye started twitching, the acting is about that. And it was so funny to see that in the beginning. I was like, oh, he's locked in. He's like ready to go. He's been studying for 3 years for this. I thought it was funny.
I love how he chose, PTA chose to shoot that huge fire and this really beautiful wide shot. Oh, wow. Like, it kind of made me wish I'd seen this in the theater because, like, seeing that on a big screen, whew, that would have been beautiful. Yeah, that entire fire scene is fantastic.
And even with as minimal like range of color as there is in that, it still looks so good, I think, because of the contrast. No,
There's a
no,
quote that
no.
he says where he says, "There are times when I look at people and I see nothing worth liking." And I was like, "Sometimes me too, buddy." I
Amen.
felt that.
Bitch,
I really did.
that. I literally,
Oh
oh my God. This man, I wrote a note like right after he said that, and I was like, he's not a people person, obviously.
Yeah, no. No. Everybody is like, how can I use them to my advantage? Like, how do they bring me what I need
Yeah.
to do, whatever? You know?
He's very calculating in that way. He's all about the capital, the profits, the money,
It's all about the money, money.
Stop. Oh my God. I love the little break that we got. There was so much fire and so much, heat and desert and just dirt and sand. I love when we got a little break when him and his fake brother were in the ocean and just in the
Oh,
wave. Now that I was like, oh man, I need to get back to the ocean. I need to go jump in
my
the water real quick.
lovers, my
It looked
lover.
so good. I was like, I need to go swimming. I need to be in the ocean.
I'm
Oh.
officially going to be back in the ocean in June for a
Woo.
little bit. The weekend of Juneteenth, my sister and the whole family are gonna we're gonna drive down. Their first.
Yay.
The kids all get to meet their cousins, and we're gonna have a beach day, and it's gonna be
That's
fun.
so cute. Oh, that's so exciting. I love that. Love it.
Beach.
Speaking of siblings, his fake brother is such a liar. Like from the beginning, I was like, this is just a little too convenient. Now he's really making some money. And now this random guy comes along and is like, oh, I'm your brother. I'm your long lost brother. Like, let me help you. Let me business with you.
Let me business with you.
I'm
Like,
like,
how did you trust anybody in those days? Like, it was just so easy to make up stuff, and there was really no way to like prove it. How did you
He
trust
knew
anyone?
he
Like, in
correctly answered the
general.
questions. He knew about stuff that his only his family would know about,
Yeah, I
and
know he
because
did, but like in general, like so many liars just everywhere so easily.
yeah. You
Oof,
could
I
just
don't
be
know.
like, oh, you look vaguely Mexican. We're cousins now. Now give me your inheritance.
Probably are somehow.
Probably, to
That's
be fair.
true. Mexican
The
inheritance? Please explain. What is that?
only thing we inherit is trauma. Until we don't, and then we fix it, and then we stop doing that. Yeah, but people love to come around when there's money, but don't love to come around when, you need help.
That's
Or
why
it's
if you
just
win the
like normal
lottery,
times.
don't tell anybody.
Oh, of
I wouldn't.
course. Of course. God, who knows what will happen?
I would honestly quietly quit my job, put in my 2 weeks, be like, "Oh, I got a job somewhere else," and just lie and leave the country for like a month.
Yeah.
And
Oh,
just
that
like
sounds
to
great.
get my affairs in order, where it's gonna go. Bop, 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 bop. And then yeah, maybe stay over there or just travel forever. I don't know.
Do
Become like
it.
a not a homebody, what's the word? A nomad.
A nomad, the
Yeah, it's be a nomad.
opposite of
But
a
like, but where I stay is nice. You know,
homebody.
I'm not gonna be like flaunting my doormat and pooping in a sink or whatever. I'm not doing that.
Pooping in a sink. Wow, I forgot about that.
Gotta do
That's
what you
insane.
gotta do.
I mean, yeah, but
Did she have to do
damn.
that though?
In a
Whatever.
sink?
That's
Like,
another thing.
could she not fertilize like the ground outside or something? In a sink? How's that get down? That doesn't make sense. I'm thinking about it too much.
Think about it some
So,
more.
okay. The other nice shot to like break up all the dirt and all the fire and everything was whenever he's sitting, or no, he's standing in the middle of the field of like green grass, the tall green grass. Oh, it was so nice, such a breath of fresh air to like break up the monotony of the just like everything else. It was just a
And you felt
nice,
that, like you felt like you needed to take a deep breath. Yeah, very,
Because I
that's
didn't
very
get,
smart.
that's right before he got his son back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you see the like the relief coming back, that you know, his little partner's gonna be back. I so there's only two like scenes that I knew of before watching the movie. One of them was, I've abandoned my child.
Yes.
Which now in context, I'm like, wow, he really would do anything for some money. He would pretend to atone for his sins. He would let Paul Dano slap him around, which, okay,
Yeah.
fine, you deserve that because you slapped him first. And like go along with all of this hoo-ha-ha, and like all for what? For a pipeline, for some more money. Like he is that bitch. He will do anything. He will do anything. There is no line he won't cross. He will kill his fake brother. He will abandon his child. Like, man, this guy. What a guy.
Yeah, like I thought it was in my head. I had like the guy from Simpsons going, ha ha, when he joined the church. I was like, he eventually did it. And he was so against it this whole time. And he was like, now you're here. I know it's not for pure reasons, but still, it's very funny that you're here.
Right. Like it
Yeah,
ends
I
up
was
getting him in
laughing.
the end. But also, what a convincing performance from him. And I know that, I mean, like Paul Dano, he could have just done one or two slaps, but he was like really like getting his licks in because he was like, you want to really do it, you got to do it for real. And then it's interesting, the only other scene that I knew of was the scene where that happens over again, but the roles are reversed.
Yeah.
And so I knew how this was going to end, not while I was getting towards the end of the movie, because I was like, well, I still haven't seen the scene, so obviously this is where we're going to end up. But to see the inverse of that to happen, was really interesting, especially him making him denounce God and say that he's a false prophet and all of this, just for him to be like, well, just kidding, there's nothing in it for you. Was
Damn.
like, that was a heavy hit. That was like, oh, all right, movie, you got me. You got me. Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Let me tell you, that final scene of them going at it and acting at each other and yelling, and I was so engrossed and I was so like obsessed with everything that was happening that after I finished the movie and I went to go log it on Letterboxd, all I could write was Daniel Day-Lewis and Paul Dano. That was literally my entire review. I was like, I cannot say anything else because I'm just so, I was like hung over afterwards. So I was like, there's like, what else is there to say other than their name? Like, bravo.
I said
That's
that.
just
I said maybe more
said,
later. Because
well, you
all I could
know,
say.
this is definitely the like quintessential like men yelling at each other sort of acting,
Oh, yeah.
but they do such a good job of it that it's this is why that trope was like invented in the first place. It was for this. It was for it to be good screaming at each other and like good acting at each other, where it's like a it's God, what the fuck is it? It's a fight, but it's also like it's very the chemistry is there and the like the choreography of them is there, and like it doesn't it feels very genuine. It feels very natural. It's acting like, but they're
Yeah,
like it
the
they're really
storylines.
they're really like selling it. It's not just like nah, 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 I'm in an Oscar monologue, scream, scream, scream. But it's like, no, it's legit. So I'm always like pleasantly surprised when I see the real thing, when like every season there's usually like a couple of films that are just doing it for the noms. But it's nice to see it like actually happen and like actually be done well. And I really appreciated like what they were doing together, because it really was on a, like you said, they were like on par with each other. Like it wasn't like one was doing exponentially better than the other one, or even less so, but they were both equal in those scenes.
Oh no, I lost it.
It
Usually
looked
when
like you
I'm
didn't agree with what we were saying.
what didn't agree with what you're saying about how the scene was good?
About how they were on par. Did I misread that facial expression?
No, they're on par. I think it's also interesting to see how, like, I can't think of any examples, obviously. I just thought I remember now. I can't think of an example specifically, but it is to see, like, later on in movies that we've seen how they don't try to imitate this, but it's clear that this was influential in later things. Because I was trying to think, obviously, Paul Thomas Anderson is the first intense male scene of cinema or anything like that, but you can definitely tell that this influenced people later down the line. And like I said, I don't have any examples because I was trying to think of examples as we were talking. I don't have any right now, but it is clear that
Marriage
it was
story.
very.
It could be
But that's
Marriage
a husband
story.
and wife, that's different.
I just threw out the first fight I could think of.
Oh, the first fight did you see? It was that one.
want you dead, or whatever he said.
Oh yeah, every time I look at you, I wish you were dead. Like, okay, bitch, calm down. Tell me how you really feel.
He is totally.
Yikes.
No, yeah, it's clear that this was influential to a lot of because a lot of because in my reviews that I read and things, film men who love film, not necessarily film bros, but men who love film rave about this movie. They think it's the greatest. I've heard it call be called one of the greatest best picture nominees ever. Same with the next one we're going to talk about. But and I'm like, oh, okay. Sure. I think it's good. I don't know if it's the best or one of the best, but it the film guys like these last two movies a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. And I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
I think that it depends on their interpretation of it. I think that the same way I put this in kind of the category of The Wolf of Wall Street, where it just depends on your interpretation of it and what you're taking
No
from it.
way.
Because no. I mean, like in Film Bro Eyes, that movie and this movie are movies that like film bros are like, oh my God, it's like the be all end all of cinema, which I understand from a technical standpoint, but I think sometimes they take it too far in like the context and the content of what it is, and they're just like, ah, and I'm just like,
It
no,
really got
okay,
me
calm down.
thinking, what is some of the best ever nominated picture, best picture nominees? That's the I haven't seen them all, so I really can't say what that would be. But I have a feeling it's probably not from recent years. I mean, maybe. I don't know. That's a hard question.
I mean, if we were really just thinking of like what we know better, which would be like from the 2000s and on,
Yeah,
then
that's hard.
we can kind of like narrow it down a little bit. But pre-2000s, I feel like we're not as
Yeah, I still feel
educated
like
yet.
I just for me personally, I feel like I'm not educated widely enough in the best pictures to really have an like to say to make a statement like that bold. So I don't know. I guess I just need a I but I'm like I said before, I'm really glad that I watched this again with my film eyes because it's like watching a new movie. This whole season has been that way for me, truly.
That's so cool. Any shots, more shots? I think I said mine.
Yeah, I did too.
I think, I mean, we kind of already talked about it. Did you know? Oh, because I was looking up facts, and I randomly found out that
Facts.
bowling dates back to ancient Egypt. That's cool.
What? No
Yeah.
fucking way.
I mean, it wasn't like a bowling ball and like pins, but they had things that, they had at the end of a long aisle with some, I don't know, I guess a rock or whatever they had on hand, and they just went boop. That's crazy.
So wild. I would not have guessed that at all. I would have
No.
never thought Egyptians just were out here bowling.
They be
Like,
doing a lot.
when you think about it, it's very rudimentary. Like, it's just a ball
Makes sense.
rolling
Yeah.
up stuff.
Sticks, right? But that's just, I just, yeah, but That's so interesting. I just find it so, like, I don't know, comforting to me that we're connected by thousands and thousands of years over something as like something as simple as like bowling. Like, oh hey, we do stuff that the ancient Egyptians did. That's just fucking nuts. That's amazing.
Yeah,
Now
it
I
is
want to go
amazing.
bowling.
I haven't been bowling in so long. I think it's so fun. I'm not great at it, but
I don't know if I could anymore. My elbow hurts
Oh.
so much, like picking up heavy shit.
You can put it on that thing that's like a slide.
Oh yeah.
But I'm
Maybe a
not a
little
child.
baby one.
I mean, I do use bumpers, but I'm not a child. Girl. It's for also the old folks, I think. I don't know.
Yes, it is. And for people, who are disabled as well, it's not just for the children.
Sure.
Also, who cares? Just be, it'll
Yeah.
just be like Wii bowling. You just go,
Wii
you
bowling.
know?
Oh.
And
Wii bowling. So cute. There were
go ahead, Joy. Sorry.
just last quick shots.
Oh, go
There
ahead.
were some quick shots in the beginning, in the first, like in the first act of the film, where it's shot directly from above their heads, when they're digging through the pit in the mud and they're only being
Yeah.
lit by the light from the sky. There was another one where it's shooting, I think, down into the pit as well. Oh, I can't remember what it was. But it's kind of like silhouetted and dark and cool and broody, and it's nice. It's nice. Yeah, just a lot of the stuff inside the pit, like in the beginning. Even that shot, I think Daniel is like on the, yeah, he's on like the corner of one of the buildings with the rig or the whatever, and the sun is like shining behind him, and there's like the rope, and it makes a nice V. Lovely, delicious. I really, really, even though it was like the first ever shot that I saw of this film in the bowling alley, after all is said and done,
Yeah.
that's just a nice, you can't even really see like too obviously what has happened because it's like almost flat and level with the ground, but it's such a like well choreographed shot.
Very well staged as well.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Those are the words I'm thinking of. Yes.
I get kind of heated because this score couldn't be nominated because Johnny Greenwood reused pieces of other works. And I think that's a damn shame because that's probably one of my favorite parts of this movie's score. I think it's so beautifully interesting. It reminds me of his score to Spencer that I also loved.
Oh, yes.
A little
God,
bit of
that
yeah, I was giving Lost on a year, right? I thought the same thing.
was so good.
I mean, that's why I liked it so much. But yeah, I think Johnny Greenwood is really talented, and the fact that he can get nominated for this is stupid. And also, this movie is almost perfect. Like, I might have given it 5 stars, but actually, it's going to be 4.5 because there's really no women, and I hate that.
I know I've said it before. The further back we go, the more we're gonna have to start knocking off stars for like no women, no people of color, no women of color, like just
Like
all the
women were in
knock
the
off all
movie,
the
yes,
stars.
but like I don't know. It was a
Were women
lot
in
of
the
men
movie?
and it was maybe too much men. I don't know.
That's what I feel. That's why I'm like, I'm a little jaded about this movie because it's just like men, the movie. Men in America, the movie. And like, that's not my favorite thing. In fact, it's
Yeah, fair enough.
not great. So like I was watching it and I was just like, oh, this is so depressing.
And I don't know where they would have
Like,
put a woman character in here that wouldn't feel just
here's a woman.
not, yeah, you know what I mean? And like, cause I read this article or these are, so there's a podcast called I Was There Too, and comedian Matt Gorley interviews people who were extras in the movies that were like really popular. So he interviews oh my God, I forgot his name. He's the comedian too. I forgot. But he plays the guy. So in the very beginning when Daniel is like talking to his group of folks and he's like, "Hey guys, like I can build
Oh yeah.
schools and I can make blah 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 blah." He's the main guy in that and he's the Paul F. Tompkins. Maybe.
Paul
Okay.
Tompkins.
Yeah. So he interviews Paul F. Tompkins to talk about his experience on the show, like, you know, or on the movie, like, how was Daniel J. Lewis and how was your experience? So it's really, I'll link the episode. It's really funny. And a lot of what I got from that is like these guys, a lot of guys trying to just not Matt Gourley and Paul F. Tompkins, but like people trying to justify how, like, because women weren't essential to this, quote them, women weren't essential to these type of things. That's why them not being in the movie is okay. And I feel like that was an excuse. That's not what PTA said, I don't think. But I just heard these guys talking about it, and I was just like, that seems like you're making excuses. I don't know. I like I said, I don't know how they would put a woman character in this movie, but I needed it. Too many men.
See,
Sorry.
I would prefer that they don't just throw in a random woman that doesn't have a
Yeah.
purpose or an agency or like
Right. That's what I mean.
as strong of a character arc as the guys do just because they needed a woman in there. Like, I would prefer that it be the way it is.
I just,
You know?
I can't have a movie of just all men. It's women exist. They are there, so they should be in the movie, you know? And if you're a good enough writer, you can implement. I know it's based on a book, right? It's based on a book, right?
Yes, yeah.
People change, adaptations change from the book, so like, I don't know. But you're a writer, figure it out. Write a good character for everyone, not just a man. But whatever.
Well, this meant to me, this meant to me, this film to me is men and capitalism are trash. So, did we need a woman? No, some women can be trash. That's right.
Yeah, women
They
can be
do
trash.
capitalism a lot. But I feel like it was, I don't think it needed a woman. I think the men were bad enough on their own. Just let them go be trash over there. We don't need a, this is one space I don't mind infiltrating, just trash area.
It would have been interesting to see him encounter someone who was a woman who maybe was also her own business of, I don't know, something she inherited from her husband or whatever, how he would have handled that dynamic. You know what I'm saying?
Poorly, probably.
It would have been interesting. They could have done it, but whatever.
Oh man. Yeah, it was weird watching a whole movie and not seeing nothing but like one girl. Just one girl that I think maybe had like one line. That
Or
was
wasn't a
definitely,
child.
yeah. That's why I'm like I'm not I just the movie makes me feel very jaded and I was just like really depressed watching it. I was just like because I can't I'm not enjoying this. Not that a movie like this needs, not that a film needs to be enjoyable necessarily, but like it's actively unenjoyable. Other than, you know, some nice cinematography and some good acting.
Do we have any final notes before we head into categories?
Kieran Hines.
No, for now.
Good. He was good.
Also, this has nothing to do with the movie, but when I was looking for because on Spotify, sometimes I'll look for episodes that talk about this movie so I can also listen to them and kind of get like a different perspective. And when I typed in "There Will Be Blood" into Spotify, the podcast, the Mortified podcast, came up, and it's not nothing about movies, but their episode was called "The Period Piece, There Will Be Blood," and it's stories of people and their different stories about their periods and how they've like horror stories about what, like the first time that they got it.
Oh my
I thought that was so
God.
funny.
I love that. That's what
I'll
we
link the
should call
episode.
this episode, the
That's
period piece. Oh
really
man.
funny.
Okay, so how do we feel about it being nominated for Best Picture?
Think so. I agree. It was a well-made movie. Sorry.
It should be
Yeah,
there.
I absolutely agree. It should be here. Best actor, it was George Clooney for Michael Clayton, Johnny Depp for Sweeney Todd, Tommy Lee Jones in The Valley of Elah, and Viggo Mortensen for Easter Promises, and of course, Daniel Day-Lewis won for this movie. Yeah.
Question. Do y'all think, because I hear this a lot, that Daniel Day-Lewis is their greatest actor of all time, or one of them?
I don't know that I've seen enough of him to
Same.
make
Okay.
that educated of a decision.
Same.
I feel like I need to watch. Wasn't it him in The Last of the Mohicans? And then him and
My Left Foot.
My Left Foot.
The
Yes.
Gangs of New York as well.
Oh, I vaguely watched Gangs of New York when I was young. But I could not tell you anything about it except for Cameron Diaz's shit accent. It was not good.
That's Cameron Diaz in that movie.
Yeah, as a ginger, not nuts, nuts,
Remember when we
absolutely
thought she was
nuts.
a serious actress? That's so funny.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't know enough to form an educated opinion. So
Okay.
to be determined.
Same. I haven't seen enough of him. I do think he's a really great actor, but I talked about it many times on this podcast how much I have an issue with the severely method actors, and he is like the most severe
That's right.
method actor who had to like go live on a private island or like a island for a year to lose a character. Like that feels so silly to me. And so stupid. And
It
I mean,
Man.
in this movie, he didn't play a great person, but he didn't play like an awful, like murderous person.
He did
Or
murder,
he did
though.
mid murder, yeah. I mean, he did. Oh shit, he did. But you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't playing like the Joker, you know, he wasn't playing like someone who was psychotic.
Psychotic there. Well, all right. It's so funny
So
because like he's a good actor, I will say. But like he really only does like certain movies. Like you would never catch him in a rom-com. You know what I mean?
I
Or like
need
a
him
prestigious Apple TV show or whatever.
I need him
Especially
to
now that
method
he
act.
is
Oh, he
retired.
retired, isn't he? I want him to method act him way his way into a rom-com. I want to see what that
Can you
method
imagine?
acting
That'd
would
be
look
so
like.
crazy.
Oh my God. He'd just be going up to every like single lady at a coffee shop and be like, "Hey, how are you?"
Hey,
I've
if he had
seen
that voice and mustache, I'd be like,
Oh my
I'm fine. How
God.
are
Go into
you?
Anna's coffee shop. Oh, she don't drink coffee. Go into Anna's Chick-fil-A.
Or Dr. Pepper soda shop.
Yeah.
I could be getting a tea at the coffee shop.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh yeah, that's
Okay.
right. You do like tea. I
So
forgot.
you could run into him in like a chunky cable knit sweater with this mustache and that voice. There you
Know what? He
go.
did do nine though. Oh, that's
Oh, that's right.
I
Okay,
forgot.
but I haven't seen that in forever. And the
That
things I
is so
remember,
camp.
I fucking love that movie. The things I remember the most about that movie, though, are all the ladies and their musical numbers.
Of course.
So I barely remember him at all.
I wonder why he did that.
For fun.
I guess, yeah. I meant to
I
rewatch it when
don't.
we watched that season a while back, but I forgot. Wow.
I've been seeing it on TikTok, so
Forgot
I
about
really
Nye.
want to go back and watch it now.
Yeah, his last four films were There Will Be Blood, Nine, Lincoln, and Phantom Thread.
Oh,
He was really good in Lincoln,
interesting.
too. I found him
He
Thread, he was good as
was.
well. Phantom Thread, I thought he was great.
I think he's a great actor. It's a little too much.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's very try
Doing the
acting,
most.
buddy. Try acting. You know what I'm saying? All
At least
right,
once, you
for
know.
best director, we have Julian Schnabel for The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, Jason Reitman, Juno, Tony Gilroy, Michael Clayton, the Coen brothers for No Country for Old Men, and Paul Thomas Anderson for There Will Be Blood.
Yeah, definitely. I would say so far he might be my winner, actually, because I loved Michael Clayton. I love me some Tony Gilroy, but like something about this movie, like so many sweeping, just wow, like
Yeah, this is an epic. Epic, there you go. For sure. Yeah, so far he's my favorite as well. Hey, Lux, what you doing, buddy?
Oh my God, Locks, stop trying to open the door.
He's like, I want out,
The girls are out there. He wants to go hang out with them. But he can't just like that. I can't just let you go out there. Oh
that's so funny. Okay, adapted screenplay. We have Christopher Hampton for Atonement, Sarah Polley from Away from Her, Ronald Harwood for The Diving Bell and Butterfly, the Ethan brothers, the Coen brothers for No Country for Old Men, and then PTA for There Will Be Blood.
I can't speak to the adapted part because I haven't read the source material, but as a script on its own, excellent. I'm glad it's there.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah,
I'm
so far my
still,
favorite. Me too.
I'm still on Atonement.
That's fair
I
because that
mean,
was also good, so.
yeah, well, to be determined after this next one.
Art
Yeah.
direction, we have American Gangster, Atonement, The Golden Compass, Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, and There Will Be Blood.
Ooh,
I
I'm
mean,
happy
those
it's
rings look
there
legit.
because that whole like setup of the town was really great.
The
Again, so
raves.
many wide shots. Like you have to do some serious work on your set to make it look legit to be able to do those wide shots like that. And also like the use of the space where they were, like the land, the grass, the sky, the all of that. Yeah, congrats nature. They did a good job too. Yeah, I don't know. I don't other do I like Atonement better or this one that were blue? I don't know, that's hard.
I really enjoyed this one. I think Atonement might have been a little bit easier because they were using like already there
The house.
buildings. Right. And this, they were literally building a town from the ground up, I believe. But then Sweeney Todd is the winner of this category. And I do remember that being good as well.
I just don't remember that at all, other than it being like gray and in the shadows.
As
Don't
Sweeney Todd
remember.
is.
I'm gonna stick with Atonement still.
Fair. Fair, fair, fair. It's so crazy to me that the Golden Compass is the same series that his Dark Materials on HBO.
Is it really?
I think the Golden Compass is like the first book in the His Dark Materials series or something
I
like
didn't know
that.
that.
Yeah. I never read it, but again, like we talked about this a little bit when we talked about Juno and how I was at the time more involved in the church and how they were like, don't read the Golden Compass. It's I don't even know what they said was bad about it. I just know not to read it because of that. I've never read it, but
It was
other
one of those that was on the list of like
was it? Okay.
evil books
Why
or
was it quote unquote
whatever.
bad? Can you tell me?
I think because there was like magic in it or
Is
something.
that why?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's a fantasy. Yeah.
It's a
My
fantasy thing. So,
God.
like, you know, we can't read anything about like witches and dragons and, you know, ooh, magic. And I don't think there was
Creationism
any,
above all else.
I don't think there was any like wands or anything, but it was like just like sorcery.
I should have known
Sorcery.
it was going to be something dumb like that. Because
Yeah,
again,
it's
Harry
something
Potter,
stupid.
the whole Harry Potter series was one. But that we couldn't touch. Even though
Yeah,
they, well,
exactly.
that's what they said. But then years later, when I was in high school, I think I told you this before, for a youth trip, the youth group was like me and like four other girls. Like we were very small. And we took a trip to Schlitterbahn and we went to the movie
Oh,
theater.
I love Schlitterbahn.
And they all voted, outvoted me. But I was like, I'll see whatever. We went to go see The Prisoner of Azkaban and they were excited. And even the youth pastor was like, oh, this is going to be good. I'm like, I don't know what's happening. But I was like, wait, if we're seeing this on a church trip, it can't be that bad. I remember watching it
Really
going,
isn't.
this is what I could have watched. This is stupid. What the fuck? Yeah, so whatever.
Really is. They gave us the silliest excuses about that
Yes.
shit.
But we're better
Just
now. We can
dumb.
watch whatever we want.
Yeah, we can watch There Will Be Blood.
Oh my God.
Next category is cinematography. The Assassination of Jesse James by Coward Robert Ford. Atonement, The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, No Country for Old Men, and There Will Be Blood. Which one?
Oof,
Yeah.
girl. Ooh.
Absolutely.
I
I
mean,
love
for
Atonement,
sure.
though. I'm not mad at There Will Be Blood winning, but Atonement might be my favorite just because I it was so pretty.
Same.
Yeah.
I think. Go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was gonna say Atonement had a lot of soft and lightness where There Will Be
Yeah.
Blood was a little more like a
Gritty.
harsher, gritty kind of vibe to it.
But
Not that
also
it
still
wasn't
beautiful.
beautiful, so
Yeah.
beautiful, but it was just like a different kind of beautiful.
Which I think is excellent because usually when you think about beautiful, you think of like you said, softer things. But if something could be like hard and gritty but also beautiful, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because even in Atonement, in the darker moments when they're on the beach of Normandy, it's like sunset and gorgeous and like golden hour. And you're like,
Yeah.
It's beautiful, all this atrocity that I'm seeing.
Yeah. I
Beautiful
think
atrocity.
the way that I end up deciding these is like when I'm doing the Instagram post and I'm having to find all the shots, I'm like, wow, which one do I keep going back to look at?
Yeah. Fair.
Or which one do I have a hard time narrowing down whenever I'm putting the post together? So we'll see. They're neck and neck for me. I think Atonement still kind of wins out. I'm not mad that it won. But I think I do have a special like preference for Atonement since I liked it, loved it for so long.
Fair.
Yeah. Okay, sound editing. We have The Bourne Ultimatum, which won against No Country for Old Men, Ratatouille, There Will Be Blood, and Transformers. How Transformers didn't win, I'll never know. I'm just
Okay, I
kidding.
love that Ratatouille is here, by the
No,
way.
for real.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I absolutely think it should be here. Now, this is kind of where we get a little, because we don't, I personally don't know the difference between sound mixing and sound editing, much like the Academy. That's why they mush them together. But I think the sound in general in this movie is so good.
So good. And one day we will watch that documentary
I
that we
know,
keep
God, we're so
talking about.
terrible.
We're
I'm
so good
so
at this.
sorry.
Okay, final category. Film editing. The Bourne Ultimatum, which won? The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, Into the Wild, No Country for Old Men, and There Will Be Blood. I've never seen a single Bourne film.
They are
Me
so
neither.
fun. I
Can you
shut
believe
up.
it? I
How do you not
know.
seen
For you,
those?
so sorry. I know. It's action and it's Matt Damon. Well, okay, technically I've seen the first one, but they played it on the bus when I was in high school on the way to a band in a band trip. We were going to state. And they played on the bus, but like this was I fell asleep. Not because the movie was boring, but like I was on the bus with friends.
No.
Late. So I no, I have not seen. And then I yeah, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. I think it's a nice companion piece to Mission Impossible, but it's a little bit more serious and no, like hardly any camp. I don't think there's any camp in there. It's
I
just
think
more
that
like
line
focused.
that's like, oh my God, that's Jason Bourne. I hear that in my head all the time, and I've never seen anything with these.
I really enjoy them. I think they're
I
really
need to get
good.
on that, yeah. Because this is the last one, right? The ultimatum.
I
It's the last Matt Damon
think.
one.
Oh,
I think then
that's
they tried to do
right.
a Jeremy Renner one,
Oh, yeah.
Why
And
do
then they
they keep
brought
trying
Matt
to make
Damon
Jeremy
back
Renner
for
happen?
something.
Oh, fucking, I just watched the two Mission Impossibles where they try to make Jeremy Renner happen, and I'm like, can we get him out of here, please? Like the supporting cast, the rest of the supporting cast is doing well enough on their own. I don't need him.
It's funny, so like I rewatch all those movies, and my mom is not a fan of Tom Cruise. She's not a fan of him. And so we're watching the movies, Eric and I, and my mom was like, no, thank you. And so then we were watching the ones with Alec Baldwin, who she also hates, and she was like, oh, double no, and she walks away. It was really funny.
As she should.
I was like, Mom, fair.
Alec
I don't
Baldwin.
disagree with you at this point.
Oh man. Well, the Bourne Ultimatum is really good. But this is really good too. I don't know. Sure. And Crystal says thumbs up. Yeah.
Sorry, it's late.
I like it here. I don't have any opinion on film editing, really.
I know. Sorry, film editors.
I feel like I gotta
I
watch.
appreciate you for what you do.
I feel
I
like
just
I'll
don't know
know
much
after the
about it.
next episode.
I think it's one of those things where, like, if it was bad, it would be noticeable. But the fact that we don't notice it
Right.
means it's a good job, you know?
That's true. It's not Bohemian Rhapsody, so we know it's good.
Yikes.
But I don't think anything else is, so.
The most editing.
Yeah.
All right. Are you all ready for insert the
Rankings.
oh, yeah.
Oh,
You're
game.
forgetting. Are you ready for rankings? Let's rank this shit.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Hold on. Sorry. I'm
Joy, are
like,
you
look at
ready?
me.
I'm ready.
Oh,
Wow.
wow.
Look at
Go
me being
first,
fucking
Joyful.
ready.
I'm so
Okay, so
sorry.
number four is Michael Clayton, I think. Number three is There Will Be Blood. Two is Juno, and Atonement is one. This was not a difficult list to do.
See, ours are very different. In fourth
I love
place, I have
that.
Juno. In third place, I have Atonement. In second place, I have Michael Clayton, and There Will Be Blood is in number one.
Shut up. Oh my God, I love this. This is like
Wow.
way different.
I had a little bit of a shakeup after Michael Clayton. I had Michael Clayton in second place last week, but I don't know. I was feeling spicy after watching this one.
Ooh, spicy.
Okay. This is really hard because three of them I like a lot. Oh God. Okay. Well, at the bottom is Juno, obviously. So that's four. Three is gonna be Michael Clayton, which I hate because I love that movie. Two is There Will Be Blood, and one is Atonement.
Isn't it so funny how when there's only five movies, the stakes feel so much different than when there's 10? Because like rating a movie in
Yes.
fourth place out of 10, you're like, that is
No
high. That
problem.
is
That's
good. I love that film. But rating it fourth here, you're like, oh my God.
I
I mean,
know.
it's not fourth, but it has to be
I'm
fourth.
so sorry. Because honestly, I could change up the three, the top three, but I think There Will Be Blood is really great, like in a technical level and beautiful, but I think I connected emotionally more with Atonement. But I was like locked into Michael Clayton, and it was a really good viewing experience. So that is very hard. So I just love that our rankings are like kind of personal preference slash the best, quote unquote, the best. Like it's kind of a mix of both. I love that. I love that.
I love that they're all different.
Same.
It's always exciting when they're all
Love when we do
different.
that. I love that.
I also love when we're all like on the exact same page. Like
Well, because sometimes things are like
there's no
obvious.
question. Yeah. But I do love when
Don't know.
we're different.
I love when we disagree. I think I
I
like
do
a healthy conversation. Like as much as I was not a fan of Juno, I like that we were able to like have a conversation, like a real one, and sorry, and really just like give our opinions in like equal measure. Sorry, my eye's twitching.
And I just had to fight off the biggest yawn in the world.
Charlie came in here, so I was like telling her something at the same time. Like,
okay, are we ready for insert theme
trivia.
music here?
It's quiz time with Anna.
Woo! Let's go.
Okay.
Burr.
We're ready.
Oh, I'm sorry. My burr, burr, burr woke you up. Okay, go back to sleep. It's okay.
Of the 18, including this year's, the year we're talking about, best picture winners we've seen, were more of them adapted or original screenplays?
Oh, that's a great
Whoa.
question. This is just the winners, correct?
Just the winners.
Oh, that's a great fucking question. Okay. Were more adapted or
Oh.
more, say it again?
Original?
Original.
Original. I'm gonna go with adapted.
I'm gonna have
Okay.
to agree.
Yeah. Do y'all want to toss in like out of 18, there were
I want to
15
say it's like
original
a.
or whatever?
I
Just for
want to say
funsies.
I want to say it's like 10, 8. 10 adapted, 8 original.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah,
Like
I'll go with that.
almost in the middle, but I know that adapted is at least a couple more.
You got the numbers right. It is 10 and
What?
8, but it's
It's
10 original
backwards.
and
Oh,
8
shut
adapted.
up.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought it was the
Crazy.
reverse.
Damn. Okay.
Because you know they don't like original shit.
I will prove this is incorrect. I guess they do.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
wow.
Interesting, interesting.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Okay. Now, if you will mute yourselves and listen to the recordings I have sent
Oh,
to Alicia.
sheets.
Crystal only, unmute yourself and tell me what you think.
Sorry, I couldn't mute it. Is it the Revenant?
Correct.
Fuck yeah. I was not sure at first. Yes.
Oh, were you still listening, Joy?
Yes.
I
Oh, no. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh.
It's okay.
Fuck, I forgot to tell you to mute us.
Oh, my bad. It's okay. I would not have gotten that at all.
Not
I had
really.
no, I had no, I was thinking not that. I was thinking a period
Yeah.
piece. Definitely
The
not the
Revenant
Revenant.
is.
Oh, I guess technically.
A couple
Each
of those tracks
common.
were on my to go to sleep playlist, so I was like instantly comforted or instantly relaxed. And I was like,
Yeah.
I think I had a really, I was like, but wait. Because I thought it might have been, I don't know why I thought it was Arrival for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe because I just think an Arrival. I was like, no, it's not that. It's, anyways, yay.
I was
Sorry,
thinking like
Joy.
Bridge of Spies, but
Also a
I was
good guess.
so off.
It's a great score.
You know what was
It
funny?
is
And
good.
I may have talked about this earlier, but when I was making this list and I was looking at all the films we've watched, I was like, did we skip a year? Because I have no memory of rewatching this movie. And it was this year, the 2015, because The Revenant was 2015. I was like, I don't remember rewatching Bridge of Spies. I have
Oh,
no
I
memory
definitely
of
do.
rewatching it. And then
Yeah.
I pulled out my notebook and I found all my notes on it. And I was like, well, fuck.
Right? Yeah.
This entire year, like I remember watching Gravity and I vaguely, oh no, that's 2013. I remember watching rewatching
Room.
Spotlight and Brook. I don't remember rewatching Brooklyn or The Martian.
I do remember watching
I
that.
don't remember 2015. Where was my
That's so
head when you were
interesting.
doing that? That's so
What
interesting.
maybe look up what period we were what period no. Maybe look at what month and what year we were doing that, and then it'll give you some insight.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember when we were.
Maybe that was when I broke my arm.
Oh, who
I don't
knows? Oh my
know.
God.
Anna, next time we should just text you our answer.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's so smart.
Every time I'm like, I'm gonna do it better this time. And then I
No. Hey,
it's
we're doing
serious
it. We've
enough.
only done it like three
Girl.
times. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
And this is cool.
Anyway, that's it for today. I accidentally did an extra one a few weeks ago, so there's only one actual question and then the film.
Oh.
But because the other two kind of tie together, so I'll save those for next week. Anyway,
Ew.
thanks for hanging out with us. Do we have any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
Just follow us on all the socials and talk to us,
Yeah.
really. That's it.
We're on stuff. We're on there.
We're there.
We're there.
Right, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.